This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I know this. You still don't want to wake up a leftist, not any day. That's a fact. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Every time we get up and start prepping for the show, I just think to myself, thank you, Lord, for giving me a brain bigger than a mustard seed so I knew not to be a leftist. Thank you, Jesus, because these people are crazy. Wow. 844-551-8255 if you want to. Give me a buzz. I'm making these assessments of things as I, you know, look at the news cycle, look at what's going on in the world. And here's the funny thing. Normally, and this is the way regular people get up, not the ones that are hardcore like you guys that come out and listen to shows like mine. We get up and we're thinking about, well, you got to feed the kids, make sure you feed the dog, pick up the poop, and then here's my chores I got to get done today, here's what's my work schedule and stuff like that. That's what you're really thinking about. And that's the way life should be. The problem is it gets clouded with so many other things because there's a leftist out there while you slept who's looking to cover up his dirt, who has to figure out, how do I keep Kevin from knowing that I've been picking his pockets, that I've been trying to sneak into his house and, you know, sex up his dog or something. I don't know, but they are crazy folks. And I'm going to tell you, you get up in the morning. As a conservative, you're all happy, you're drinking your coffee, you're like having a good time, waiting for things to, you know, there's life to get in the way. And these people, you start, the news feed comes in, it's Twitter, it's Facebook, it's social media, TV, whatever, and it's something. Mass shooting happened in Texas, they're looking for the criminal. Education, they're sexualizing your kids, a teacher just had sex with 14 little children or whatever. And you're going, wow, what a crazy world. Example, a Democrat lady decided she's going to attack Matt Gaetz. He's going to a thing. He's a private citizen. He happens to be a congressman from Florida, but he's a private citizen that has a family just like everybody else, you know, and he goes to an event and he's standing there talking to a guy and a lady comes up to him and pours a drink on him. Who knows? Could have been acid, right? But she throws her drink on him. Immediately they arrest her, and he's pressing charges. And I say, good. Keep her in court. Take her for everything she's got. How about we start bringing real civility back to the discourse where we can have a... You can disagree with Matt. I could see Chuck Schumer. And I'd go up and say, how you doing, Senator Schumer? I wouldn't want to throw a drink on him. I might say, hey, listen, this proposal you did the other day, I don't get what you guys are thinking. Can you help me understand it? Because I'm trying to understand it so I'm not mad at you. That's what I would say. I'd go up to Katie Hobbs, who's a total dweeb, and I'd say, listen, Katie, it's Governor. No, it's Katie. You work for me. Anyway, what I was saying before you rudely interrupted your employer... is the following, you know, and I would ask her, why do you hate black people so much? Why is it you can send your kids to private school, but you don't want us to send our kids to the schools that we want to? I just want to know. I think your constituency would want to know. Explain it to me so I can understand it. Why you get to have the best education and become the governor, not that you earned it, but you become the governor of this great state, but my kids can't do that. I'm just curious. But I wouldn't want to throw a drink on her. Can't stand her politics, but you know what? She's got a family. She's got friends that she's trying to play. I don't know what she's got, but here's the thing. I don't want to get in the middle of her pursuit of happiness because I am a constitutional Republican. Yeah, I finished that for you. So there we go. Democrats wanting to beat us up, wanting to throw stuff on us, wanting to camp out in front of our houses, to dox us, to cancel us, whatever else. You know the thing. And I'm sitting here going, why? Why is it you want to ruin? Think about what it takes for you to say, I'd like to ruin that person's life. The Adam Schiffs of the world that really want to just crush you. And here's what's funny to me. They're trying to do it to Trump. is not working. Alvin Bragg should be investigating who's leaking all this stuff from his grand juries, and he's going after Trump on a misdemeanor. You think it's going to work for him? Have you heard about Java de Bragg anytime soon? Where's he at? When he comes back, you know what it's going to be? One big fat Alvin Bragg embarrassment. And the same with Letitia James. All these people trying to get Trump for doing what? Somebody please tell me. What did he do?
Oh, Kevin, he had Trump University, man. It ripped people off.
You want to talk about a ripoff? I give you academia. By the way, Trump said something about academia. It was hot. We're going to play it later in the broadcast. He threw the gauntlet down to academia. Anyway, there's a writer's strike in Hollywood. Did you hear about this? Yeah, it's a big deal because none of the stars in Hollywood have the talent to write. All they can do is act. Put the words on paper and I shall act. So the writers are striking. I don't know why. I honestly don't. I hope they're striking because they want to be able to write about whatever they want. They want free speech. Something tells me that's not the case. But wouldn't it be nice if the writers in Hollywood actually wrote what the reality of life really was about? I mean, I would love to see sitcoms that aren't promoting transgenderism and LGBT agenda and whatever else. How about we just write stories that involve all aspects, all facets of American life without putting our thumb on the scale? Let me tell you something. The majority of us are not interacting with transsexuals on a daily basis. We're not. We see them occasionally. It's like saying, it would be like cancer. The majority of us are not dealing with cancer on a daily basis. We know somebody who is. It may be somebody in our family, extended family. And occasionally, you or somebody very close to you, I'm talking about an immediate family member, but for the most part, you're not thinking about it. Let me put it a different way. If every movie and every sitcom had to have a cancer patient, wouldn't you kind of get sick of them? Wouldn't you finally go, yeah, I'm kind of sick of this whole cancer deal. And of course, you're going to seem like you're just a horrible person. But at some point, you're going to go, can we stop writing in cancer into every show? Well, that's what we do with LGBT. They write them in all the time. They want to make you think it's out there. It's so crazy. Well, it ain't cancer. I guarantee you that. It's not that serious, folks. Hey, listen, short break. We'll be right back. Keep it here. Love that you're listening to me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A lot of serious stuff going on in the world today. Lots of it. And I would tell you, I don't fear it because I don't fear much. But I do know how serious it is. And we're certainly going to cover some of it. But there's a lot of minutia that makes up how we get to where we are, and I want to make sure we don't miss it. And I'll give you an example. There's a backpack ban in some Michigan school. They said they're concerned that, I don't know, somebody's going to blow up the school, or maybe they got weapons or what have you. And I would say to the average person listening to my program, and I do have some youngsters, but the average person, let's say you're over 50 years old, you ever heard of this? Backpack ban or any other type of ban in your school. Now, I'm not talking about some of the, you know, my inner city dwellers, because, you know, there's been a lot of bad things, violence in schools going dating back to the old, you know, was a guy where they did Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman playing that the principal. There's some bad schools. There have been bad schools since the beginning of the public school system. But here's what I'll tell you. The majority of us went to schools where there were fire. I can tell you, and I've probably told this story ad nauseum, but I went to school where there was a gun in everybody's car. I mean, it was unusual for you not to have a weapon. You had a rifle. And I tell this story because it's a true story. I remember going into school one day in high school. It was my senior year. I was back for half a semester. And Daryl, one of my friends, had his rifle still in up at the top where you could see it across his truck. His pickup is what we called it. You could see it, you know, in the gun rack. And we didn't leave him there because somebody theoretically could come along and steal it. It didn't happen often, but it could happen. So I remember going to class and saying, "Hey, Daryl, you left your rifle on the gun rack." He goes, "I did?" I said, "Yeah." Then he went and he took it down and he put it behind the seat. That's what we did. If you had a pistol, it was either in the side pocket of your door or under the seat. That's where you kept them. Or occasionally in the glove compartment or center console if you had one. But you probably had one. And nobody shot anybody. We still had fist fights, but nobody ran to their car to get their pistol. And nobody sat on a roof like a sniper ready to take you out because they lost the fight. You handled your scandal and that was the end of it. But now we got backpack bans in schools. We have detectors to make sure you don't have anything walking in as if that's going to do it. I mean, schools look like prisons. And who owns it? Who owns academia? I know. Kevin, you ain't telling another new black man. Look, all I'm saying is you got a backpack ban in Michigan. Where are the Republicans? Why are you not talking about this? When the schools were schools, when kids were learning, were we concerned about this? Were we concerned about shootings, knifings, girls getting raped and, you know, I remember years ago talking about one out of eight girls in Chicago public schools was pregnant. I'm talking about K through 12. And what about the other side of academia, higher ed? Which, by the way, I keep telling you guys, Trump made an announcement. Should we just play that clip? Trump is going after academia. Yeah, let's just do it now because I don't think it's something I want to talk about more than this. But here's Donald Trump talking about what he wants to do in academia.
For many years, tuition costs at colleges and universities have been exploding. And I mean absolutely exploding. While academics have been obsessed with indoctrinating America's youth, the time has come to reclaim our once great educational institutions from the radical left, and we will do that. Our secret weapon will be the college accreditation system. It's called accreditation for a reason. The accreditors are supposed to ensure that schools are not ripping off students and taxpayers, but they have failed totally. When I return to the White House, I will fire the radical left accreditors that have allowed our colleges to become dominated by Marxist maniacs and lunatics. We will then accept applications for new accreditors who will impose real standards on colleges once again and once and for all. These standards will include defending the American tradition and Western civilization, protecting free speech, eliminating wasteful administrative positions that drive up costs incredibly, removing all Marxist diversity, equity, and inclusion bureaucrats, offering options for accelerated and low-cost degrees, providing meaningful job placement and career services, and implementing college entrance and exit exams to prove that students are actually learning and getting their money's worth.
This is a huge deal, accreditation, because all colleges want that for either federal or state funds. But they have to jump through hoops and they have to prove how woke they are. The policies of the government have established what the colleges are willing to do. And that's a problem. So one of the things that we've got as a project, and I'll spill the beans, is we want to have colleges rated on, are the degree plans something that people go out and make money on later that are legit? What are those degree plans doing to improve the quality of life in America? And let me tell you, social justice degrees do nothing. They do nothing to improve the quality of life in America. So how about we rank on this? How about we rank colleges on how many students do you graduate? Because Trump University was accused of, these people don't do very well. 60% of black kids don't finish college. How would you rate that? Just in general, if you want to look at the education system in general, 60% of black people who go to college do not in 6 years finish their degree. I think that is a pretty good condemnation of the system. Second are Hispanics. Third are other. And then fourth are whites. And then Asians finish at the highest. But even, I believe, 27% of Asians don't finish college. So what's this, if college is so good, why are you ripping off the minorities? Blacks and browns, as they like to call us. So there's that. Blacks carry more debt than any other group coming out of college, whether they finish or not. Now, what are the degree plans? Are blacks getting STEM degrees? Are they getting business degrees, attorneys, accountants? Or are they getting social justice degrees that will mean nothing in the long run? That's to me. If you want to know how you should rate colleges, that's how you should rate them. So I would love to talk to Trump and say, can we have an accreditation system that says, here's how, you know, here's, you better have good outcomes. Because, see, that'll change things dramatically. The other things I'd like to know about this stuff is, when you accredit a college and say, oh, this college is great. Why? Because, oh, they got grants and they got this and that. We just saw, did a story where Florida State, one of their tenured professors, was fudging the data. He didn't like what it showed. He was fudging the data. Well, who accredited that data and accredited the college? I want to know. I want people held accountable for lying, for skullduggery. I think that will change things faster than anybody, and that's what we're going to be working on.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The number of people filing first-time unemployment claims is up. Around 242,000 claims were made last week, up 13,000 from the previous week, according to the Labor Department numbers out today. That's slightly above analyst predictions of 240,000 claims. The report comes ahead of April's job numbers, which will be released tomorrow. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is visiting the International Criminal Court today at The Hague in the Netherlands. The ICC accuses Russian President Vladimir Putin of war crimes in Ukraine. President Zelensky accuses Russians of committing more than 6,100 war crimes in April.
These Russian crimes led to the death of 207 Ukrainian civilians. Among them are 11 children.
Thanks for listening. Tim Berg, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think Donald Trump is shifting strategy, folks. I do. I think he's going away from sort of the pettiness that he has a tendency to do from time to time. And he's trying to show that he's going to be implementing policies that will impact Americans. And if he does it right, it's going to be very difficult to beat him. I don't think he got beat in 2020, I want to be clear, but I'm saying even with the cheating, it's going to be difficult to beat him. Donald Trump is saying, I'm going to upend every aspect of government that you can imagine. And I played a clip where he talked about the accreditation system for college. Accreditation? Yeah, accreditation system. Where, you know, you get federal funds if you toe the line, do what we tell you to do. And he's like, I'm blowing it up. Going to get rid of it. And what does that mean? It means we got to go back to meritocracy. What does it mean for government when you go back to meritocracy? Because remember, Trump was trying to make it easy to fire government people. These are people that get into a job and they burrow in like a tick on a hound dog. They burrow in and you can't get them out. And essentially, the body politic has become sick. Because you get too many ticks feeding off of it and the body's going to die. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's what Trump's going to go on CNN. I think this is part of the strategy of Trump is, I'm going to go in the belly of the beast. And here's what they wrote. Amid an 83% decline in ratings, CNN announced in a statement that they will be hosting a primetime town hall with the 45th president and leading 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump. With the 2024 presidential election underway, CNN anchor Caitlin Collins will moderate a live CNN town hall with former President Donald Trump, 9 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday, May the 10th, from St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. It will be a huge rating coup for CNN. Now, juxtapose that with what Fox is doing, distancing itself from Trump, distancing itself from Tucker Carlson, and so on. And you can see there's a shift happening. Let me ask you this, for those of you who are saying, can we still CNN and all that, are you more likely to watch? Would you go over, even as a looky-loo, and say, I'm going to go look to see what Trump is saying at CNN? I want to see how people handle it. I'm going to get to that in just a second, but I want to see if he's booed. I want to see what's going on. I want to see Trump in action over there. Let me put it this way. Joe Biden will never host a town hall on Fox News. It'll never happen. Not in a million years. But Trump is saying, I'm willing to go meet with the people. If Fox News won't do it, I'll do it here. Now, he could do it at OAN, Newsmax, Real America's Voice, or whatever other Epic Times, whatever conservative media outlets are out there. But he's saying, no, I'm going to go to the people. I'm going to make a case that even the Republicans can't get me. Because if he can resonate with enough Democrats, and he does, he already does. But he's saying, you know what, I'm not going to limit my audience. What a great move. Here's what they went on to say. Popular Information newsletter author Judd Legum said, first, this CNN systematically purged anyone on the network who was deemed anti-Trump. Now this? Think about this. The controversy that's already brewing shows you how the left behaves in that they don't even want to hear Trump out. That bit of exposure tells people at CNN, wait a minute, guys. We have to, I mean, get in the game here. I mean, Trump inadvertently makes them have to come to the realization of just how bigoted, how biased they are. Former MSNBC host and avid anti-Trumper Keith Olbermann said, I think we can say Chris Light's conversion of CNN into a political and journalistic whorehouse is complete. So that's what he thinks about us, folks. That's what Keith Olbermann thinks about our point of view. It's a whorehouse. I want you to stew on that for just a moment. Your point of view, God-fearing, don't sexualize my kids, teach people how to critically think, leave people alone, don't, you know, have violence is part of, is your answer to everything. And I could go on. Keith Olbermann considers you the dregs of society. I just want you to understand his truth. CNN suffered, they say, a devastating loss of primetime viewers during the last week of February. While President Trump is experiencing massive gains in poll numbers and ratings. Let me put this another way. Donald Trump sees what's happening with CNN. They're in triage. They've got a new leader that has gotten rid of all the anti-Trumpers. He says, Chris Light, you're struggling. I'm on the rise. What do you think? And Chris goes, you know what? Come on over, baby. Trump negotiated this at the perfect time. People were talking about Chris Light being gone. Because these shows are going downhill. He just got rid of Don Lemon. And now, I don't know what's going to happen with these two ladies. One of them, I think, moves in late night. So anyway, they're revamping these shows. But if you don't think for one second that bringing Trump over there isn't going to light a fire on both sides of the aisle, it's a great one. It's a great marketing move. But let's move on and talk about what else Trump is doing. This other article I read said Trump is going to skip the first Republican debates this summer, or he may. Now, I don't know if he will, but I want you to think about what just the prospect of Trump saying, you know what, you go ahead and have the debates, I'm going to skip. So who would be in the debates right now? Let's look at it. John Bolton, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Asa Hutchinson. Tim Scott's still in his exploratory mode, so maybe he ends up there. Would you watch that debate? If a debate doesn't have Trump, for me, it's almost like golf without Tiger Woods. I may tune in from time to time, but when Tiger's on, I'm watching the whole thing. What do they think is going to happen here? Just Trump teasing the idea. I may not debate. What do you think is going to happen? Whoever's going to have that debate is going to say, why would we do it? What are the ratings going to be? Now, the GOP may try to seize on it and say, well, we don't need Trump. This is an opportunity for you to see other people's views. Okay. If that makes you feel good, fine. This is not good. So they go on, they say, the Trump campaign indicated to the RNC that they had no intention of participating in August debate in a potential August debate. But despite that communication, the sources said that the party's debate committee went forward with his plans to announce a debate in Milwaukee. A source familiar with the RNC's planning disputed that characterization, saying the Trump campaign's objection came after the first debate was already announced. The New York Times first reported on Trump's lack of interest in the early debates. The second debate is presently scheduled to be held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. But one source said that Trump has bristled at the idea of going there because, in part, the library has never invited him to speak. Unlike a cast of other Republicans, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, who spoke there Monday night. That could be. I mean, if I were Trump, I'd be a little petty with something like that. You know, it's a presidency that this one will go down. I mean, they all go down in the record book, so let's just dispense with that. But this is a presidency that boggles the mind in that Donald Trump was so successful in his presidency and as president beyond anyone's expectations. Maybe even including his. And he gets no recognition and no love. His wife, one of the classiest first ladies ever, gets no recognition and no love. I can see why the Trump family would say, screw you guys. I would organize my own debates outside of the RNC if I were Trump. He goes on, he says, in a post on his True Social Media Network last week, Trump also publicly suggested he was weighing plans to skip the debates. He questioned the Reagan Library as a host because its chairman is Fred Ryan, the publisher and CEO of the Washington Post. Wow, library as a host, yeah. I didn't know that. The chairman of the Reagan Library was a guy that's the president and CEO Washington Post, or the CEO. Trump goes on to say this: when you're leading by seemingly insurmountable numbers and you have hostile networks with angry Trump and MAGA-hating anchors asking the questions, why subject yourself to being libeled and abused? Trump wrote. I happen to agree. We will see how things develop. Trump is definitely changing strategy, and I'm curious to see how it plays out.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
How about we do a segment just with some political hodgepodge? Because if we don't, I'm never going to get rid of some of these clips. And these are good clips. These are things we should be talking about. Feinstein, she's supposed to be returning to the Senate soon. I'm going to tell you, I don't believe it. They've been running a ruse on Californians. Feinstein, I don't think she's coming back. I don't think she's capable of coming back. Which brings me to Fetterman. I hear he's worse off now than he was before. I don't know. You can look it up for yourselves. But here's what I'm telling you. We have two Democrat senators who are incapacitated for the most part. and the Democrats supposedly own the Senate. They've got two senators that can't even perform. Then we've got the Kyrsten Sinema and two other independents. There's three independent senators, three or four, that are caucusing with the Democrats. If you're an independent, you should be an independent. We should look at how many Democrats, how many independents, how many Republicans, and then the Republicans would be in control of the Senate. And if you're incapacitated, should you be able to do something? Should your vote count? Shouldn't they be looking at some kind of way to, you know, hold new, I don't know what they do, you know, the governor appoint somebody or whatever? We have two Democrat senators, quite frankly, neither one of them qualified to be senators. One has now lost her marbles, Feinstein, and the other never had his. Welcome, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want to blast through some of this stuff because, as I mentioned, we won't get through it. But I'm going to try to put it in the context of leftism at its finest. Here's one. This has to do with the whole Wu flu scam. And here's what they say now about masks.
Yeah, I want to ask you about something Dr. Fauci said recently, because we were talking about the pandemic. Did an interview with the New York Times, and he said, he talked about masks. Mm-hmm. He said, quote, from a broad public health standpoint, at the population level, masks work at the margins, maybe 10%. But for an individual who religiously wears a mask, a well-fitted KN95 or N95, it's not at the margin, it really does work. Do you see how some find this an extremely significant statement? Because for most of us, we were told it didn't matter what kind of mask. Mm-hmm. Any mask was good. Our kids had to wear masks for an extra year and a half in school, and none of them wore them the right way. That hearing that, maybe good that he's saying it, but that hearing that is upsetting to a lot of people?
Let's correct that, Ms. Burnett. No, it's upsetting to a lot of clowns. Because, see, those of us who knew that masks didn't work, we were sounding the alarm bell early on. There were people making masks out of stockings, making masks out of bandanas. And you're telling me, oh, this is going to help. Now Fauci admits, oh, it probably helped 10%. I agree. Stop people from spitting. But other than that, it didn't help worth a doggone. And that's just one of the things. Here's a guy that predicted, by the way, the COVID lockdowns in 2009.
As soon as you and I finish, I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
What is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Doctor, the response is going to be, you're crazy. How can you say this stuff?
I show them the documentation.
Now, this is pretty shocking.
This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, we know that the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene. If I inject you with squalene, your immune system will attack the squalene, but then it starts attacking all of the parts of your body. What does that look like when you meet a person to whom that is happening? It looks like Gulf War syndrome. It looks like every joint in the body swollen and intolerably painful and immobilized.
This is in these shots they're going to give us?
Keep in mind, folks, this was a lady talking about this in 2019. I don't know her name. That was Jesse Ventura interviewing her. People have been sounding the alarm bells on these things for a long time. We've been talking about population control. I talked about it. And I said this. There's no one in the world who's sane who wouldn't believe that at some point we could have too many people. I mean, I don't know what it is. I think disease and pestilence and all that, nature takes care of itself. But I don't know what the number would be. If I said to you, is a trillion people too many on the planet, you probably would answer yes. So could we argue that it's somewhere between 8 billion and a trillion? Sure we could. And the real question is, what do you believe? Some people used to believe it was 300 million. That was it. That's all the earth could handle. Then it became, oh, no, it's about 2 billion. And then it went to 12 billion. Well, we got 8 billion now. And I'm telling you, there are people working on this stuff. 90% too many people is what the WHO, I don't think you'll have any trouble finding this. And then she says since 1974, the WHO wants permanent sterility. They don't even want you to have a choice. This gets me back to what I want to talk about with a woman. What defines a woman? The want to be a mother. I've never carried a child and I never will because I'm a man. But I will tell you, if I were biologically a woman, I bet you money there is a want to carry that child, to feel that baby. I don't know many men who said, boy, I'd love to have a child inside of my belly and feel it kicking. No, we'll put our hand on our spouse's bellies, on our significant other's bellies, to feel the kick and then go, whoo, glad it's you and not me, because we don't want any part of it. Let me get through a few more of these things because I won't make it. All right, let's move on. The Russian-Ukraine war. Shocker. Russia's winning. Here's a clip.
First of all, sir, if I could, I'd like to underline your comment about the specificity of the degradation of the Russian forces. Much of the Russian military has not been affected negatively by this conflict. One of those forces is their undersea forces. It's hard to talk in public, as you well know, sir, about undersea warfare and our efforts in that regard. But I can say that the Russians are more active than we've seen them in years, and their patrols into the Atlantic and throughout the Atlantic are at a high level. Most of the time, at a higher level than we've seen in years. And this is, as you pointed out, despite all of the efforts that they're undertaking inside Ukraine.
Did you catch it?
I did.
Now, I heard that. I had to rewind it several times because he was contradicting Representative Courtney there. And because Courtney assumed, well, we've been knocking the Russians back on their hind ends.
But the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and Fox and the London Times and Telegraph in London and the Daily Mail and the BBC and all the Western media, Doc, they've been telling us every day for a year, the Russians are losing, they're bleeding, their troops are deserting, Ukraine is winning, the Russian army is going to collapse, there's mutiny. It's all a lie, isn't it?
Yes, and you heard that from the commander of the region. I mean,
it's a lie. It's propaganda. It's all propaganda. The Russians are winning.
Yes.
And the only reason the Ukrainians are still there is that the Western nations have spent hundreds of billions of dollars collectively to prop up a corrupt government run by Zelensky, who is stealing unknown amounts of money, he and his generals.
So needless to say, the first part of that clip was a guy testifying before Congress and saying, I don't care what they're telling you, the Russians are winning. And here do I come back to this propaganda that we always, our media is full of it. You know, the Ukrainian flag was everywhere, right? And et cetera, et cetera. And what are we learning? We're learning that they're losing. I don't know whether they should win or shouldn't lose. I told you, I have a friend. He says, Kevin, we got to protect Ukraine, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, fine. And he's a historian. He knows his stuff. But I will tell you this. Knowing what I know about our government, whatever side our government is on, I'm against. I'm for the Ukrainian people. I'm for anybody who's going through suffering, truly. But I will tell you, I'm not for our government because Joe Biden and this government is not about protecting us. It's not about protecting Ukrainian citizens. It is about figuring out how to keep the military-industrial complex going and how to keep elites and keep them in money and keep it away from us. And no matter what they propose, like Bernie Sanders proposed, anything over $999 million should be taxed 100%. Yeah, well, I don't believe Bernie means it. I think if Bernie were to make $999 million, he would change it from the millionaires and the billionaires to the trillionaires. It would be that simple.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.